Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, preparará. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada ki jai, jai Ram Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivraja Gacharya Astotara Satishvishnu Nagyavangya Sisi Bhakti Vananta Swami Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Iskandiviti Fanga Charja Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantarakshuna Bhagatam ki jai. Gaupinanandi Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki. All glorious Sri Assembly Bhattis, all glorious Sri Assembly Bhattis, all glorious Sri Assembly Bhattis. All glorious, all glorious to Sri Shri Guru Gauranga, all glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Text Number 5. Yep. Jyotishamayanam Sakshat Yattad Jnanam Atindriyam Punitam Bhagatayena Punam Vera Paravaram Jyotishamayanam Sakshat Yattajjnanam Matindriyam Punitam Bhagatayena Paravaram Jyotishamayanam Sakshat Yattajjnanam Matindriyam Punitam Bhagatayena Punam Veda Paravaram Jyotishamayanam Sakshat Yattajjnanam Matindriyam Punam Bhagatayena Punam Veda Paravaram Jyotishamayanam Sakshat Atas jana matinya Parina Tandira Paravaram Yutishamayanam Sakshat Yatajjanam Matindriyam Pranitam Bhavatayena Nandera Paravaram Yatisham Mayanam Sakshat Yatajjanam Matindriyam Pranitam Bhavatayena Vaishnavis. Yati Shamayanam Sakshat. Yati Shamayanam Sakshat. Yata Vyana Vatindriyam. Puman Yatishamayanam Sakshat Yattajjanam Matindriyam Punitam Bhavatayena Puman Veda Paravaram. Students, Yati Shamayanam Sakshat Yatta Jnanam Atindriyam. Okay, word for word. Jyotisham, knowledge of astrology, along with other aspects of culture in human society, and specifically in civilized society, there must be knowledge of astrology. The movements of the stars and planets in relationship to human society. Sakshat, directly. Yattajnanam, such knowledge. Ati indriyam, which an ordinary person cannot understand because it is beyond his vision. Pranitam Bhavata, you have prepared a perfect book of knowledge. Yena, by which Punam, any person, Veda, can understand. Paravaram, the cause and effect of destiny. Translation interpreted by Srila Prabhupada. O great saintly person, you have compiled the astrological knowledge by which one can understand past and present unseen things. By the strength of this knowledge, any human being can understand what he has done in his past life and how it affects his present life. This is known to you. So who is speaking to who here? Do we know? Who is speaking? Nanda Maharaj is speaking, and then he's speaking to whom? Ragamuni Jai. O great saintly person, you have compiled the astrological knowledge by which one can understand past and present unseen things. By the strength of this knowledge, any human being can understand what he has done in his past life and how it affects his present life. This is known to you. Purport. The word destiny is now defined. Unintelligent persons who do not understand the meaning of life are just like animals. Animals do not know the past, present, and future of life, nor are they able to understand it. But a human being can understand this if he is sober. If he is not sober, he is not able to understand. Therefore, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.13, Dhiras Tatra Namuhyati, a sober person is not bewildered. The simple truth is that although life is eternal, in this material world, one changes from one body to another. Foolish people, especially in this age, do not understand this simple truth. Krishna says, Dehinosmin yatadehe kaumaram yavananjara tatadehantara prapti dhirastatva namuhyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Krishna, the greatest authority, says that the body will change, and as soon as the body changes, one's whole program of work changes also. Today I'm a human being of a great personality, but with a little deviation from nature's law, I shall have to accept a different type of body. Today I am a human being, but tomorrow I may become a dog, and then whatever activities I have performed in this life will be a failure. This simple truth is now rarely understood, but one who is a dhīra can understand this. Those in this material world for material enjoyment should know that because their present position will cease to exist, they must be careful in how they act. This is also stated by Vishadadev. Masadhi manye yata atmanoyam asan api kleshada ashadeha. That's from Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.4. Although this body is temporary, as long as we have to live in this body, we must suffer. Whether one has a short life or a long life, one must suffer the threefold miseries of material life. Therefore, any gentleman, dhīra, must be interested in jyotisha, astrology. Nanda Maharaj was trying to take advantage of the opportunity afforded by Garga Muni's presence, for Garga Muni was a great authority in this knowledge of astrology, by which one can see the unseen events of past, present, and future. It is the duty of a father to understand the astrological position of his children and do what is needed for their happiness. Now, taking advantage of the opportunity afforded by the presence of Garga Muni, Nanda Maharaj suggested that Garga Muni prepare a horoscope for Nanda's two sons, Krishna and Balaram. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāya. Nāvam Vishnu Pārāya Krishna Prishtāya Bhutale Śrīmati Vyabāhu Prabhīti Yāmini Śrī Śrīvināti Vivīra Paratanka Jadāyini Prabhupāda Nuvadāya Namaha Śrī Vidabhāve Nāvam Vishnu Pārāya Krishna Prishtāya Bhutale Śrīmati Bhakti Vedanta Swamīti Nāmini Namaste Sarasuti Devi Gauravāni Pichāyini Nirvishesh Śrīnivāri Pāśyātya Deshu Tārini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. O great saintly person, you have compiled the astrological knowledge by which one can understand past, present, unseen things. By the strength of this knowledge, any human being can understand what he has done in his past life and how it affects his present life. This is known to you. So Nanda Maharaj is asking Garga Muni, who is an astrologer, about his children, two boys, Krishna and Balaram, because he knows, because he is very knowledgeable of the information of astrology. Astrology is one of the groups of knowledge in the Vedic literatures, like so many other areas of knowledge in the Vedas. And he wants to know. So there are quite a few points mentioned in this purport. First of all, Srila Prabhupada is saying, if one is not a dhira, if one is not sober, then he wouldn't be able to understand this knowledge. And then immediately he gets into the difference between body and soul. The basic information. Whenever I preach to people, I said, the first lesson in religious life, in spiritual life, is to know the difference between body and soul. If one understands the difference between body and soul, that can make his life very peaceful. Because then he realizes that there is a whole big window. Before one becomes a devotee, before I became a devotee, I was kind of, surrounded in this small window of view. And then when I understood, or I heard, that I'm not this body, I'm the spirit soul, then that opens up so much more information, and it's a whole new world for someone who understands that. So it's important to understand. It's important to become a dhira. It's become to understand the difference between the body and the soul and what we are meant to do in this world. Who are you? What are we doing here? What happens at death? What happens after death? All these are important questions to be asked. And it's important, even from very young age, like all these children are here, between, 5 and 12, I would say. Is that correct? 6 and 10? I see, more or less. But from very young age, Kaumara Achari Pragyu, Prahlad Maharaj is telling his friends, from very young age one should learn this information. Srila Prabhupada used to say that even the farmers walking down the street in India, in the rice paddy fields, and all those people there who are doing their work, they all know the difference between body and soul. They understand reincarnation. But big philosophers in the West, they don't know the difference. They don't understand what reincarnation is. They don't know that when you die, you're born again. But we will burn again, one way or the other. So, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning this other verse here by Rishabhadev in the purport, Nasari Manye Yata Atmanoyam, 554. I'd like to read that if I can find it here. There. Nanam panatta kurute vikarma yadindriya pritaya atmanoti nasadhanam yeta atmanoyam asannapi kleshara asadiha. And it says, when a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Our misery in this world is caused by this body. When we are young, we don't feel it so much. But as we get older and the pains start to come, and then you start, whenever you hear someone says, "What did you say?" And you should know that old age is stepping in. Or what's happening? The letters are getting smaller. If the letters are getting smaller and you can't read it, you have to put glasses on, then you should know. That's a sign. That's another sign. Eyes are going. So, actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body.
But he has been awarded. He has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. That is Rishabhadev is telling his sons in the fifth canto, 554. So, this is the whole idea of a religious, of a spiritual movement, is to teach its members that life is temporary in this body. And why continue to perpetuate it by continuing activities of sense gratification? This is the only little detail is described. That the only thing that is asked of us is to give up the sense gratification. But is it easy? No, it's very difficult. We have been following, we have been engaging in sense gratification for millions and millions of years. And so now it has become a very strong bond with us. It's a big knot that we have within the heart. So it's very difficult to break that knot. It becomes a habit. Habits are very hard to change. Someone described habits as more difficult than changing your body. You can change your body, but it's hard to change. It's harder to change this habit. So habits are very hard to change. However, it is possible. It's possible by the intervention of a devotee. It's possible by the intervention of the holy name. So that's why Srila Prabhupada emphasizes that people are rotting in the material world. People are just running, racing towards suffering, towards death, just to be reborn again. So we, the devotees, we who have this knowledge that our job is to go out and help all these people also to become peaceful, also to get this knowledge so that they can become free from all this suffering and perpetually taking birth within the material world. So this astrology, I'd like to speak a little bit about the astrology. Mother Lakshmi Muni spoke nicely the other day and touched a few points on how Srila Prabhupada, how he saw astrology. Astrology, like any other facet of the philosophy, if it's misused and abused, like anything, if it's misused or abused, then it loses its potency, it loses its good qualities. Prabhupada said, therefore any gentleman, a dhira, must be interested in Jyotisha or astrology. We should be interested in Jyotish. Now, I was just looking up the database and I found, after a long time, I've been wondering and I've been hearing about all these different departments of knowledge, Ayurveda and Dhanurveda and now Jyotisha and so many others. And also all the books, the Smritis, the Shrutis, the Vedanta Sutra, the Itihasas, and how all of these tie in and, you know, what's the real deal. So when looking at this today, I found something which I've been looking for a long time. At least it gives some idea of where, how each item is categorized. And this is from a Bhakti Gaurav magazine. It's in 2000. And I get the magazine regularly, but somehow I missed that in the year 2000. Number 3402. Nagaraj Prabhu will probably remember that one. Sorry? It didn't say who wrote the article. I was looking for that myself, but we can look it up. Now we have all this information and there's CDs and DVDs and everything. But I didn't have the time to look it up. All those who get back to Gaurav magazine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So less than half. So I like to encourage all those who are not getting back to Gaurav magazine to please subscribe to it. It's only about $20 a year. And it's important for this magazine to keep printing. And if we don't have enough subscriptions, then the magazine cannot be printed and people would lose the opportunity to get all this nice knowledge that's inside. $20 a year, what is that? A few pizzas and a Sprite? That's for a whole year, 6 copies. So please consider it. So here it says, it's divided into 6 different areas. Well, maybe not 6, the way it is numbered may be different. So there is a Shruti, and the Shruti are the revealed scriptures, revealed writings. Reveal means that which was heard. Right, students? What is the meaning of Shruti? That which was heard. Okay? Get your attention now. Then there is the Brahmanas. It spells just like the Brahmanas. Then Aranyakas and the Upanishads. And those 4 categories make up the Shruti, according to what was written there. And then there is a Smriti. And that is divided into different areas also. The Itihasas, and the Itihasas include the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. And of course, the Mahabharata, inside the Mahabharata you will find the very important book called Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is within the Mahabharata. So that's Itihasas, then there's the Puranas, and in the Puranas there are 18 Mahapuranas, there's 6 Satvik Puranas, there's the Bhagavat Purana. Bhagavat Purana is also called the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes it's called a spotless Purana. Or it is called the ripened fruit of the tree of Vedic knowledge. Then there's 6 Rajasic Puranas for persons in the mode of passion. And then 6 of them are Tamasic. So there are 18 Puranas and there are 6 each for mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. And then there is 18 Upa Puranas. And then we haven't come to the Jyotish yet. We haven't come to the astrology yet. I'm trying to get there. Then we have the Vedangas, auxiliary sciences, and then the Upavedas, sciences indirectly related to Vedic study, writings and commentaries of the great acharyas throughout history. So in the Vedangas, in the auxiliary sciences, you will find the Jyotish is there. Shiksha, Chandas, Vyakaran, Niyukti, Jyotish, Jyotisha, astrology, and Kalpa. And Jyotisha, There are two basic categories of knowledge. Knowledge of the absolute truth and then knowledge of everything else. Knowledge of the absolute truth, which is Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, the Puranas are usually considered on this side, on the spiritual side. Jyotish, Ayurveda, and all these other sciences, those are all in the other category. They are not considered divine. However, they are part of your information. They are important, but they are not considered like Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. And it was very interesting, actually, to see that. And then we hear of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, being an astrologer himself and an astronomer, and reading the Surya Siddhanta that gives information about making calendars and the planetary systems and everything that you would like to know about astrology. You can find it. Surya Siddhanta was recorded. Who knows who was he was recorded by? Surya Siddhanta by Maya Danava. Maya Danava was a demon. So Maya Danava, he was doing all the construction work for the demons. And then who was it that was doing all the construction for the demigods? Vishwakarma. So Vishwakarma. So Maya Danava, he says that he wrote and recorded the Surya Siddhanta. And there is another one called the Siddhanta Shiromani, which also speak about astrology and so forth. But what does Srila Prabhupada tell us about astrology? There are some quotes I'd like to read. Prabhupada is saying that a dhira should learn about astrology. It is important. But like everything that Prabhupada said, if you take one thing and run with it, he pulls you back with another quote. So here are some of them. In Bombay, in January of 1975, in London, he said, "My dear Deva Maya Devidasi, regarding astrology, you should not listen to any of these so-called astrologers. Strictly avoid. Don't even see them. What's the use of seeing them? Astrology is meant for the materialists." Very heavy. "But a spiritualist does not care for the future. Everything is dependent upon Krishna. So where is the necessity of astrology? The devotee's principle is, let there happen anything as Krishna desires. Let me remain sincere devotee, that's all. Pure devotee is never interested in this astrology." In Honolulu, 1975, June. "My dear Sanatan Das, no, you should not bother with all this nonsense. Astrology will not save you at the time of death. My Guru Maharaj was a great astrologer and astronomer, but he gave it all up. It is meant for the karmis. We have no interest in such things." And you know, we have heard and hear of Gargamuni is getting this service of doing the chart, doing the horoscope for Krishna and Balaram. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear of Nilambar Chakravarti, the father of Mother Sachi. He was also a great astrologer. And in the past, Prabhupada said that the Brahmanas, they had all this knowledge, and they will go from door to door and just speak to the people. That's how they spend their time. They just go around the villages, and they speak to the people. And Prabhupada said, then there was no expense for the people. Like now, you have to pay so much money if you want a chart done, or you want, you know, medicines or any information about spiritual life. Everything, you need a mantra, you got to pay some money. Everything requires payment. But in those days, even up to 100 years ago, Srila Prabhupada said that there were these brahmanas who know all this information, and they would just go around the villages and speak to people. And people would ask them questions about anything. You know, you have some stomach problem, they will say, well, take this medicine, go find that herb. And in this way, the people were very peaceful and very happy. And they will give the brahmanas milk to drink and give them so many gifts and so forth. So in this way, everyone lives very happily. They all have information. It was information that was readily available to the layman, to people who have very little material facility. So in this way, it is very important to be a dhira like that, to understand these things. But at the same time, don't go overboard. Don't spend all your time on astrology. Don't think, well, okay, and, you know, things are changing, you know, this planet is in a different house, and you're constantly thinking about that. If the mind is constantly thinking about astrology and how things are going to change for me and things are going to get better, things get better when we are Krishna conscious. When our mind is fixed on Krishna's lotus feet, that's when things are actually really good for us. Otherwise, we may get carried away by the good things that we hear. And sometimes the things we hear in our chart could also be disturbing and could cause us to leave Krishna consciousness if we hear something that we don't like. That's the danger of reading your chart. Because if you see something that you don't like, it could bother you all your life. If one is not mature enough to understand astrology, then it could cost him his spiritual life. Alright, so I'll stop there. You have about 10 minutes. Any questions or comments? His hand was first. You will be next. Pani Bhushan Prabhu.
The purport says, you know, interest should be there among the gentlemen, and you clearly designated, but there is a contrast in Prabhupada's statements. You know, that there should be an interest, but then the other side is don't waste your time. So could you specify the application now?
Specify the application now? Well, there are practical things that astrology is used for. Like Srila Prabhupada also said that if you want to get your daughter married, then you'll go to the astrologer and you'll ask, you know, to read the chart. And he'll read the chart and you'll see. People are usually in one of two categories. Either on the demoniac side, they have demoniac qualities, or they are inclined towards demoniac tendencies. And there are some who are inclined towards divine. So if the girl is divine, let's say divine, I don't want to say demoniac. if the girl is divine and the man is demoniac, and they were just attracted to the body and they got married without looking at their charts, then there's, according to the horoscope, there's going to be difficulty. So it's a practical thing. You first do the horoscope and get the chart done so you can see what kind of qualities these people have. And if it's divine and divine, then fine. Divine and fine. Otherwise, it's not. But most times what happens in Kali Yuga is there's just physical attraction, and then because they're opposite qualities, then there's bound to be differences and divorce. Prabhupada said, when one becomes a devotee, it doesn't matter. He said, when one is a devotee, if the two persons are devotees, it doesn't matter what the qualities are. It will be sorted out. Things will be sorted out in time. But from the experiences we have, it's better you do your chart. Okay, Chandrasekhar Prabhu and Mother Lakshmi Muni.
Given that today is Gadadhar Pandit's appearance day, and therefore, in one way, it's non-different from Radhastami, I was wondering if you could tell us the pastime of Gadadhar Pandit and Pundarik Vidyanidhi or any other pastime or tattva about Gadadhar Pandit.
Oh my. I'm not prepared for it. Maybe what you could do is you can speak about it this evening at the 7 o'clock program. At the 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., maybe you can help us. You can speak at that time. You know a lot about it. Let Mother Lakshmi, when you ask her a question, and then there's not a lot of time. There's only 5 minutes left. But you can speak a few words.
It's not exactly a question. I guess I don't think that the astrology in terms of marriages is that cut and dry. I just wanted to, because there are people even in this community who have very successful marriages who astrologically are very incompatible, you know, whatever incompatible means. And there are persons who appear to be very compatible, but they're not. Their marriages have been somewhat unsuccessful. So I think the overriding, you know, is you get some idea, and then depending on how Krishna conscious you are, you go forward. I don't know the formula, but I know that astrology alone is not the formula. Just let's put it that way.
Right. If you're a devotee, and you understand devotional life, then that would be the thing that would actually keep you going. All right, Chandrasekhar Prabhu, you have 1 minute. Okay. Everybody is saying you should take 2 minutes, so.
Hare Krishna.
Somebody else has a question on that side.
One of my favorite, if not the only pastime of Gadadhar Pandit that I very much appreciate is his taking initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. it has relevant significance for us, for everyone, in terms of judging others according to externals. Even Gadadhar Pandit himself was, I mean, this is a leela, of course, but still, the leela is there for a purpose. Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani. And even he, apparently, seemingly, becomes bewildered by judging a Vaishnava or a Vaishnavi based on externals. Right? He saw Pundarik, then Mukunda told him, come, you have to see this great devotee. He's a wonderful, wonderful, exalted Vaishnava. Gadadhar Pandit goes there with Mukunda and sees externals, sees Pundarik Vinyadini dressed in very, very lavish clothes with oiled hair and servants fanning him and him looking at himself in the mirror or and sitting on very high class furniture and beddings and linen. And he thinks, who is this? How can this person be a Vaishnava? Well, what is this? No way. He's a materialist. And then Mukunda says, or not says, but to show him, starts reading from the 10th canto. In particular, which verse, I don't remember, but he starts reading something about either Mother Yashoda. And then we all know the story. Pundarik Vinayini goes into an ecstatic fit and several men have to hold him down. He's so ecstatic and in rapture. And so Gadadhar Pandit, realizing the superficiality of his vision in regards to this Mahabhagavat, concludes that the only way to be forgiven of this offense is to take initiation from him. Of course, it's his own father in Krishna Leela.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Gadadhar Pandit ki jai. Somebody has a question on that side? Yeah.
Just a quick comment about astrology. So a good astrologer should tell you what your karmic tendencies are, which is revealed in the chart, whether you know they're positive or negative, and what you can do with them, you know, how you can dovetail them in Krishna consciousness or improve yourself, improve your karmic situation. But then also it is up to the person to actually heed the advice and to do that. So you know, one can have a very quote-unquote difficult chart and have a good astrologer tell them, well, this is what's in your chart and this is what you can do. But then it's also up to the person, you know, they have a choice whether they would take that information and improve themselves or not. So there's the element of, you know, self-will and choice. So it's not just, you know, this is your horrible situation, this is your horrible life and your horrible chart, and so you're doomed. So it's not like that. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, the way a lot of people see it, and I kind of agree, was there is like it's like a roadmap. A roadmap gives you, astrology is like a roadmap, you know. You come up to a point and there's, you can go left or right. It tells you, well, the hospital is over there. Is that where you want to go? Or you want to go over here? So it gives you direction of, you know, what to do and where you want to go. And it's beneficial. Like Sri Prabhupada is saying here, if therefore any gentleman or dear must be interested in Jyotish, because it's good to know what's happening in the future, so that you can avoid the obstacles to your devotional life. It's another way of preventing, you know, losing time with stuff, with things that that time which can be used for devotional activities. It can help you save that time. So it's like that. Okay, Jitayuku. Microphone. Sorry. Sorry, Madam Mohan Prabhu.
Just a quick plug for one of our local devotees, Big Jagannath. You know, he does readings and astrology, and he charges nothing. He just, you know, if somebody gives a donation.
He's a Brahmin.
So he really adheres to that. He said actually there's things in the Vedas that say that if an astrologer charges for that kind of thing, that they lose their abilities. So. Anyway, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Well, in the age of Kali, there are certain adjustments needed to be made. Certain adjustments have to be made. You know, it's hard because everything is based on money in the Kali Yuga, and therefore, if someone does some work, money is required. And it's just the way everyone understands life. That's the way we relate with each other, and money, which is not according to the Vedic system. Vedic system is cows and land and, you know, farming. Mother Lakshmi money. Charity, yes. Right. There has to be remuneration.
Yeah, there's no charge. Like before you walk in the door, you know, you have to pay whatever. But yeah. I'd rather you take my service if you're pleased with it, then reciprocate. You know, that's just understood.
Because it's unbeneficial if you take service and you don't give back. You know, it will hurt you later on. If you're always in the mood to receive and not to give back, then that's not good either. That has its bad reactions. And we should always, if we have whatever we have, we should give. I was reading something the other day that says, if one wants to have something in life, anything one wants to have, I haven't tried it yet, but maybe I'll try it. If you want to have something in life, you give that thing to others. If you want something, you should give it to others, and then you will see the miracles. So I'm going to try it out and see see if it works. You can also try it and let me know.
Send you double, triple, sometimes more than that. So
devotees have to be like, how do you say, brahmanas. Brahmanas are, their heart is very big, always giving, always in the mood to give. Someone told me many years ago how Mother Nartaka, she was remembering Mother Nartaka at the Miami airport, and she was always giving people something, even if it's a little pen, or, you know, a little piece of paper or something. She's always giving people something, and the devotee noted that he was always in a mood to give something, and that's a very good habit to have. All right. Oy, Mother Mahamaya. Okay, last one.
You're giving
me the
last word.
Who takes the last word?
Actually, I wanted to say something that's related to astrology, but not directly in this conversation. Just one of my pet peeves is that the impact of astrology on ISKCON has been that, in regard to the calendar that we all follow, and the impact is that, to me, it's like become smart to Brahmanism. When Prabhupada was on the planet, he said all the temples all over the world, no matter what time zone they're in, should follow the Mayapur calendar. And there was a unity in ISKCON as a result of that, that we now don't have. And I just, you know, wanted to open, you know, like, I realize it's the end of class, but I just wonder if there's other devotees who feel that this emphasis on, you know, every temple following so strictly, and then we end up with, you know, temples in the same time zone following major holidays on different days, and then the confusion of the guests who may be following a different calendar completely. But, you know, this has happened, right? People show up on Vyasa Puja Day and say, it's Janmashtami. And they're not prepared to receive them so well. But in the impact on our lives, daily lives, is there in this kind. And I just want to let people see that impact. The loss of unity is not worth it. That's where I see it.
Well, it is. Now, what you have said there opens, how do you say, a can of worms. It's in a sense, because Mother Lakshmi, you had something to say.
It's a gateway
to end. Because it's some things are difficult, and that's one of them, the calendar. In the GDC, if you're going to follow the GDC, they're setting up a system for it to happen. And if this is their system, if each, you know, like if you get the calendar from the West Coast, sometimes you have variant dates. And, you know, and there's TTs, and there's a lot of complications. And because there's time zone, I mean, we cannot, really speaking, we cannot celebrate at the same time like India. Like now we're having Bhagavatam class, they are probably sleeping. But it's complicated. All right, we'll end there. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.